Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Oh, here we are. Hey, we're the Get Up Show. It's the Simon Says podcast number 172. It seems like a lucky number. Go with it. I think my luck is holding up, by the way. I think all of my sevens and my bluebird watching is what kept me from getting in an accident the other day when that guy swerved into me as hard as he could. It was terrifying. And I broke my streak. I broke my New Year's resolution. And I honked the horn because I was terrified. It was complete reflex.
Did he just not know you were there? Like, were you in his blind spot?
No idea. That's on him, man.
Was it like a big... I'm sorry. When you said it was a truck, like a pickup truck? Or was it like
a monster truck?
A work truck.
Big monster truck.
Gotcha.
And it had like a refrigerator in the back.
Yeah.
I'm like serious.
Like the one that our coworker drives.
Yes, a big monster truck. So he was turning into me and, you know, I slammed on the brake and just complete reflex. Slam on the brake, lay on the horn.
Yeah.
And it saved my life.
You're hitting me.
Yeah, saved my life.
But again, I say that you didn't break your streak because that's what the horn is for. It's not meant to be used like I like to use it, which is you're an idiot. Horn.
Yeah, let me make you pay for that with this noise.
Yes.
Here's how much I dislike you by how long I hold the horn down.
You were alerting him and then you held the horn down more because you were mad at him.
No.
Not at all.
No, it was 100% held it down while slamming on brakes and then, you know, some choice words, you know, poopy doo-doo head and stupidy dumb.
I disapprove of you.
Yeah. Bad form, sir. Bad form. Hey, so this is the Simon Says podcast. Be sure you like it and subscribe to it and stuff. Call us anytime you want to, 336-373-0987. So the Royals, they've been in the news nonstop ever since the artist formerly known as Prince became king the other day. Mm-hmm. And now Harry and Meghan were chased by paparazzi, which sounds eerie. You know, considering
Diana. So similar to what happened to Diana.
Crazy.
And they said that they were chased for like 2 hours and there were almost wrecks and all this kind of stuff, which I don't understand why in that situation, why the person who was driving them around would not just stop. You know, just stop, let them take pictures and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that could happen if you just stop and take a picture? I mean, maybe they had a blemish. Maybe it wasn't the day to take a picture.
The whole thing, the camera steals your soul.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, they're real big on that.
Oh.
So, but there's confusion because first the New York Police Department said they didn't have any information about any incident involving Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Well, now they're saying that the some officers did assist their security team, but there weren't any reported collisions, injuries, arrests, anything like that.
Well, they even said there could have been, or there almost was. So they
were every day I get on the road, there could be.
That's true.
Well, you're just like the Royals.
Isn't it crazy to think that your life is that you have to hide from all the people who want to take your picture every minute of every day?
Did you see there was just a story about, Taylor Swift was out and she's been rumored to be dating this lead singer of the band, the 1975.
Yeah.
And they went to this private club in New York City.
New York City! What?
And then some of the members were taking their pictures and promptly were booted from the club because of that. So they thought they were even in a safe space. And then there was also another case where...
But I don't like that. What? If you're there, people take pictures everywhere.
If you're out in public, you run the risk of getting your picture taken.
But if it's a private club and there's rules about that, or it's kind of like an assumed...
security.
It depends on if that's the rule or not.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, so we're saying, hey, you're in this private facility. Yeah, if you're walking on the streets, forget it. Game on.
Right. They do that a lot at, parties and, say that Khloe Kardashian has a big party. They will make everybody check their phone before they come in so that they can just, be at the party and not be taking all these pictures and catching people in compromising positions and things.
Yeah.
Yo, so this will be interesting. So tonight is Kevin Hart at the Coliseum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we got Austin tickets. Mm-hmm. Boy. So him and a friend are going to go. So I got an email and I sent it to him. He hasn't said anything yet, but they're doing that thing. I had it happen at a Joe Rogan show and they use Yonder bags. And what the Yonder bag is that you put your phone in it. As soon as you walk in, they seal it. They hold on to it. Or sometimes they give you the bag. You hold on to the bag yourself, but you can't open it while you're in the venue. So then you walk out. If you need to use your phone, you walk out. Someone will unlock it, you use it, and then you go back in. So I'm dying to see how this 18-year-old...
Yeah, how's he going to live?
...consistently running his phone, I think he might die.
I'm freaking out right now, man! Shut up, Kevin Hart! Shut up, I'm trying to think!
Kevin, can I use your phone?
I just think it's fascinating because, even I was twitchy.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and not looking at my phone. So, again, that whole idea of, places where you're not allowed to have phones.
How much of a deal breaker is that for people? They got that email. They're like, oh, can't go to that.
I bet there's probably more than one person that will say that.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Or something. Now, what if... So an Apple Watch, it cannot take pictures, can it?
I don't think so.
So then you'd still have that.
It just takes pictures of your wrist.
Yeah. But you'd still have that to fiddle with if you were one of those people that needed your phone badly.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think it records audio or anything. Right. Because that's the whole thing.
Yeah, they don't want to give away his show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was interesting to me. There was another case recently about a couple. It's like another pseudo celebrity couple that may have been outed as actually being together because Keith Urban did a live TikTok with...
Hello, love.
Yeah. With what's her face. They were at a Taylor Swift show, and they were singing along and whatever. And as they were filming, in the background was this couple who everyone was like, are they dating? Are they not dating? Making out. And they're like, oh my God, they're hot.
Oh, look at that. No. Now, is that the Charlotte show where he was there and Pete Townsend was at the show?
No, that was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Janet Jackson and Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise and Pete Townsend were there. Yeah. I've only seen the videos of Tom Cruise, and he was totally just hanging out and chilling, and nobody's really sure why he was in Charlotte. Somebody said maybe because of the NASCAR 75th anniversary thing, since he was in Days of Thunder.
Right.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but so... Yeah,
so was he Pete. Pete Townsend was also really big in NASCAR.
I don't know what Pete was doing there.
Why do I feel Pete was in town and didn't say anything? As if he even knows I exist in the world.
You feel like that. You're like, he was just hanging out here because you've been following him for your whole life.
Whole life, yeah.
He should know you.
He should. He really should. I mean, I don't know why he hasn't reached out to me already.
I know.
This is a conversation that borders on the line of when obsession goes too far.
How dare you? Is that obsession?
It only would be if you had shown up and said, why are you ignoring me? And or tracked him down.
No, it's just a little feeling. Like if you heard that Dave Grohl was in Greensboro doing something, you'd be like...
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have a little bit of that?
Was he?
See what I mean?
We're not going to tell you.
Oh, that would be disappointing.
And it's like those intrusive thoughts that you get. I'm going to go wherever he is and ask him, why didn't he let me know he was coming to town? You have those thoughts. You play out a scenario, but you'd never do it. That's the difference.
Or you're just like, well, you hear that they're there and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to go down there because he's going to be so happy to see me.
Do you guys have intrusive thoughts often?
Such as?
For instance, some random is talking to you saying hello, let's say at a restaurant, and in your mind, you picture yourself taking the shaker of Parmesan cheese and just shaking it all over the top of their head, and you see that in your mind, but you don't do it. Mm-hmm. But that's an intrusive thought. Like,
okay.
I'm talking to you, and all of a sudden, all I can think of is, don't put the cheese on their head. Don't put the cheese on their head.
Would an intrusive thought be something like, when you're chopping vegetables and you think, what would it feel like to chop my finger?
Yeah.
You don't actually do it?
Yeah. That's probably.
I was doing that last night.
You know, some people don't have that.
Really?
Some people don't have those kind of intrusive thoughts.
Remember when I lived in the fancy apartment downtown? It was on the 15th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And all the windows had these little brackets that stopped them from opening very far.
Yeah.
But one of them, the brackets were taken off and it opened really wide. And I was able to look out. And the thought of jumping.
Yes. It comes into your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or throwing the table out. You know, it's just something, I don't know what that is. I mean,
I have them all the time.
It's the edge of crazy.
Yeah.
It's right at the edge of crazy.
It just means you have good impulse control, whereas other people who don't, it's like,
they do that stuff.
Yeah.
That's those people.
Some people do it, but some people never think it.
Yeah, they don't have
that's so surprising to me because
I don't believe that. I think they say they don't, but they really do. I think everybody does.
I don't know.
It didn't even cross my mind to jump out that window.
I would never think that. And meanwhile, they're thinking, oh, I think that all the time.
God, the hotel I used to stay at in Memphis, I do the Residence Inn that used to be the Hotel Lynn, and you can see the Peabody from the roof there. But same thing, the windows weren't supposed to open. But I figured out how to take the brackets off,
mm-hmm.
and we're on the 12th floor. And so I would take the brackets off the window and sit there. Great big, like, marble-type windowsill.
Yeah.
So I would sit there in the windowsill looking out at the river and Memphis and the comings and goings, and people would stop down there in front of the bank building and look up at me like, what the hell is he doing? Why is he in the window? But you do. For a second, you think...
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Like, what would happen if I took this car and I just drove it over here, or if I drive over this, or what if I, you know, if when you're on the plane, like, sir, are you okay to sit in the exit row? Yes. But what happens if I pull this lever?
And, yeah. And you're there at the grocery store and you just want to smash watermelons all in the floor just because they're there. You walk by the watermelons and you see yourself smashing watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gallagher at the grocery store.
That was a meme or something that I feel like you might have put up on Facebook, Charlie, but it was like a stack of melons with a basketball hoop in the background.
Yes, yes.
And it was like, I'm about to get kicked out of this place.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so we have phone calls, and we had so much positive response to Full Grown Baby Man.
Did we?
That we want to share with you one or two, but not any more than that. Not any more than that, Charlie.
This time. I'll let you have it.
You want to do them now or you want to do calls first?
I mean, we can go ahead and do them now.
Okay, here comes Full Grown Baby Man, the landscaper episode. I don't remember this one at all.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about the gentleman you sent over to work on our landscaping. My backyard is one big mud pie.
Just get him on the phone and I'll straighten this out right now.
Bye.
Sir, your boss is on the phone.
Bye. Huh?
Wait, those are my prize-winning azaleas. What are you doing?
Bye.
My house!
Hello?
Stay tuned for another full-grown baby man.
I say, full-grown baby man, perhaps you should keep your green thumb in your mouth.
Wow, the actress on that was amazing.
Did you remember ever having done that?
I do now. I knew I did one. I didn't know what I couldn't remember what I did, but I knew I'd done one, at least one.
Yeah, I think maybe you did more than one.
Yeah.
All right, one more?
So good.
One more?
I don't remember those at all.
Okay, what about librarian? Do you remember librarian?
No.
Here goes Full Grown Baby Man, the librarian episode.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man.
Excuse me, are you the librarian on duty?
Bah.
Okay, could you direct me to your biography section?
Bah.
I'm not really sure what you just said. Is there someone else who can help me? I've really got to finish my thesis. Hey, don't shush me, it's him.
Stay tuned for another full-grown baby man.
I say, full-grown baby man, your exit from the library was quite overdue.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Did we play that one last week?
No.
Are you sure we didn't?
No.
I don't know. That pun sounded familiar. So, like I said, we get calls. We love your calls. 336-373-0987 is the number. Jeez. Let's check in on the phones and see what's happening.
Hey, Simon, the answer's catch up. You know, me and my buddy Seven want to hear some California Love.
You say his buddy Seven?
I think
he did.
How cool is he? Okay, the question he was answering was, this product came out in the 1880s and was originally a medicine, and it was ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said Coca-Cola. What else? Some people said, you said mustard.
Yeah.
Vinegar. But yeah, ketchup was supposed to be good for diarrhea. You have to
really?
Say it that way. Yeah. That's what they sold
that
it for.
Oh, you had said, because you said it was an issue down there. I thought it was something else.
Well, now you know. Now you know the rest.
Back, not front.
I've been using it for years.
Oops. They should put this on the bottle.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Simon. Like I said, you guys are my cup of coffee in the morning. I listen to you all until you guys leave at 9 o'clock. It's not quite the same after that.
Yep.
But anyway.
Because we're gone.
I just heard the thing about the kids and training the kids like animals. We train our kids all the time. We train our kids how to use the potty. We train our kids how to keep their elbows off the table, how to obey. We train our kids constantly throughout life. And hopefully we train them with the best intentions, and we train them to do the best things for themselves so they can grow and be nurtured. Keeping a kid safe by putting those air tags on there, I don't feel like that's less parenting. I feel like it's actually more efficient parenting. You know, like Charlie said, you had two kids running around, like my mom had seven running around.
Wow.
You know, there's a good way to keep them to understand, hey, you got boundaries. We try to teach our kids boundaries all the time. So there's no difference in a physical one as opposed to a, you know, meaningful one that's either intellectual or emotional or whatever. I don't think training a kid to stay safe is not parenting. Just my opinion. I hope you guys have a great day. And I love listening to you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Well, you know, I understand what he's saying. But what happens if we lose technology? You've trained your kids to only respond to a beep, and then one day something happens.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, the mom. Oh,
oh, I forgot.
Backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Backstory is the mom put AirTags on her kids.
Yeah.
And they're trained to know that when it starts beeping, they got to go back to wherever
it's
mom
been
is.
Too far.
Yeah.
Well, I think you train them at both. You know, hey, don't pass that bookshelf over there. But if they do, it starts beeping at them.
I'm just worried about when the robots take over and they reclaim all this technology. We're not going to be able to do anything. We won't remember anything. Kids won't know what to
do. They're going to run away.
You know what I'm saying?
If the movies have taught us anything, though, we'll go through about a 10 to 100 year period of oppression under our machine overlord. But eventually, we really get scrappy as we emerge from the underground.
It was this
sewer.
That ain't Tom Cruise again, is it? Because I don't know if I can handle
it. I think it was.
Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, who else?
I don't know. There's many movies that have shown me how to live in the apocalypse. But yeah.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx, I mean,
have they said what his deal was?
The thing now they're saying he's in a rehab outside of Chicago.
Not a drug rehab, a physical rehab.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's the type of rehab for people who have like a stroke.
Yeah.
And his daughter said that he's out of the hospital and was playing pickleball the other day.
Well, then I read that it clarified they have pickleball at the rehab facility. So
what they do at this particular rehab facility is they try to get the patients up and moving and active ASAP. Like the doctor will get out there and play pickleball with them to try and get them, you know, back on their feet.
Yeah.
So, golly, I hope he's okay.
How old is he? Like 50 something?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in his mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. But golly, you can't think of a guy in better shape than that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, it could happen to anybody. That just goes to show you.
Wonder if he smelled toast, because that's what they say. You're supposed to smell toast when it's coming, right?
What if toast is coming?
That's the worst part. That is the worst when someone is actually making toast.
And it smells good.
Did you make that toast in a pan? This is the finest toast I've ever smelled. I love pan toast. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, Simon, get you some Ortho ant killer spray. It'll take care of them ants in the mailbox. And as far as hearing it every week or every month, some kid screaming, Mom, or really? Thanks, guys. Y'all do a great job, man. We enjoy y'all's morning show. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Wow, he covered a couple things there. He got my aunts in the mailbox, which is still fascinating. Haven't been back yet this year, by the way.
Okay.
Yet, so far.
Well, now I'm sad that they might not come back.
Well, you ran them off.
Was it just 1 year?
Oh, no.
It was a couple
many
years
times,
in a row?
Many times. Because I've been in that house, what? You helped me move my breakables in there. When was that?
I don't know.
11?
Sure.
11, 12 years?
I have no concept of time.
So I would say it's probably happened 5 times in all the time I've been at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in the mailbox.
Maybe this is their off year, like those cicadas.
Like lure them back.
I hate them, and then I want them back. Mm. This is my whole pattern. This is my whole life. You know. The other thing was, moms hear this 144 times a year.
I'm bored.
I'm bored was the answer to that one.
Wow. Yeah.
And kids should never say those words. Mm. They have too much crap.
We'll put them to work.
Exactly.
Hey, Simon. Happy Friday morning. I bet you won't play Alice's Restaurant. If you do, you can go take a pee break.
You can do more than that. That's 18 minutes of Alice's.
You take a nap, man.
You know, we didn't play it this past Thanksgiving, and I wouldn't say that there was an overwhelmingly negative response. There were a few people who said that we had ruined their tradition.
Yes, my cousin Mark was one of them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, let's say Cousin Mark represents 1,000 people, and maybe these other couple of people represent 1,000 people. So we're talking about 4,000 or 5,000 people who missed it, but we've got 1.5 million who got to hear 4 songs during that time that would have been just Alice's Restaurant.
Exactly.
So which do we go with this year?
And if you're not in a certain demographic, you don't even understand what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I still think we should play it once. I mean, I understand not playing it at noon and 5, but maybe once, maybe at 5 o'clock.
What we should do is speed it up like chipmunks.
Oh,
we should get that thing down to about 7 minutes.
I could do the edit, and I'll just take out some of the jibber jabber.
Oh, there is one. Or you could play half of it at noon and half of it at 5.
And just pick it up right in the middle.
Stay tuned for the compelling sequel of Alice's Restaurant.
But still, that's 9 minutes.
God. I mean, it's so long.
The other thing I love is I love when someone requests something like that for, like, Bet You Won't Play It Friday, where, you know, we only have so many minutes in an hour, and you're trying to burgle, you know,
everybody's
18 minutes.
You got a DeVita, man.
Oh, everybody's
yeah,
song.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
We definitely got a call for Inagata DeVita the other day, too. And there's an edit of that.
We have a 2-minute
There's
version,
a 2-minute of that.
So disappointing.
There's a 2-minute of Alice's Restaurant, too.
Okay. But, play those.
Oh, I think that'd be worse than not playing it.
That would make them more mad.
You know?
Oh, that really would.
Hey, Simon, the 15%, how about laundry?
Ah, what do moms do?
I think laundry is something that a parent still helps their kids do.
Yeah, it was not exactly laundry.
It's part of laundry, but it's more not. Specific, it's ironing.
That's not part of laundry.
You're ironing your laundry.
Laundry is wash, dry. Ironing
really?
Is after that.
Where do you keep your iron?
I don't know if I have one.
At the dry cleaners.
No, actually, it's in the guest room in the top of my gift wrap closet, and the ironing board is in there behind a bunch of gift wrap.
Where would you keep your iron if you actually used it?
In the top of the closet, my gift wrap closet.
Ball.
Seriously.
Ours is in our linen closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see what you're trying to get at.
Do you have a laundry room, Matthew?
I do.
See, but that's for washing and drying.
Well, it was there, but we don't. It's in the basement. So if any ironing is to be done, it will be done in our bedroom on the ironing board, which is kept in the hallway closet upstairs. Mm. It's less about the actual location of the where the laundry is done. But I am with you, Charlie. I do say that ironing is part of laundry.
Thank you.
I am sorry that you're both wrong.
Well, you wouldn't know. You take it all to the people down the street.
Look, I'm supporting the economy.
Uh-huh.
And my shirt is crisp.
Supporting your laziness.
Look at my crisp shirts. Yeah, I can't get them like that.
No, I can't.
Simon, you better be glad I don't run that station. There'd be some people fired in the soup line.
Soup line. There you go.
Wow, that's a timely reference.
That's what I'm saying. Ripped from the headlines.
You'd be back in the Dust Bowl.
You'd be wagon training in the back of the train eating dust out there with Bill Hawk's wife. Nobody don't even know her name no more. She's in the back of the train out there.
But you out there with dysentery across the mountains with the horses in the street.
In your two-seater outhouse.
Well, what happened was... He called the other day several times and was like, I don't know what's going on with y'all. Y'all are playing Spanish, and I don't know what's going on. Do y'all need my grandkids to come up there and fix it? So we figured out after researching it for the afternoon.
And freaking out because, are we playing Spanish?
He was just a couple of numbers off. We're two notches up from a regional Mexican station that I like.
Okay, so we're 98.7.
He's 98.3.
Oh, you know what? I bet he doesn't have a digital dial.
He's just dialing.
He's actually dialing and can't get it right on that little...
He got that radio spot. At the soup line. I don't know, already ripped the knob off.
All right, so sorry about that, bro. You don't have to send us to the soup line. I want to go to his house and help him with his radio.
Yeah, you need to tune it in for him. Get it just perfect.
Oh, you know how I love soup.
Yeah, that'd be delicious.
I'm making soup tonight.
Get out of town.
I am.
It's not soup weather.
You're a mad person. It's always soup weather.
Sometimes you can just eat soup.
Bro, I could eat soup every day.
Not in my house.
Me too.
I told you about the one I made the other day where I put the bag of okra in there, and the okra completely disappeared.
Yeah.
It was like, what happened? There's like this greenish foam flowing out of the top of the pot all over the stove.
Ew,
and I'm like, what's going
gross.
On here? Why? It's possessed. And then it got kind of a gelatinous thing going on because of all the okra's in there.
I mean, that's good. You said you put your daughter's leftover linguine in there.
Yeah.
Now, did you rinse it off or was it from a previously prepared meal? Or was it dry, like raw, like nothing on it?
It was linguine Alfredo.
God, I love the way you use leftovers.
When Sean makes soup, he literally grabs everything within reaching distance and throws it in there.
He's got three kinds of noodles.
Go in the freezer and whatever is like, is this vegetables? Is this duck? All right, going in. What is this? Oh, this is one beef rib. All right, going in the boil. What's this? It's a bag of green beans.
I knew it. I knew that you, when you said that, I'm like, I guarantee it's like leftovers from
garbage
a restaurant.
Soup.
Bro, yeah. I had linguine Alfredo and two kinds of udon noodles in there.
Udon noodles.
Yeah. Udon is fantastic.
With linguine?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just a bunch of noodles. Don't
and okra.
No, man.
But there wasn't any okra. And the okra was gone. It was magic okra.
It was a thickening agent.
It
not
really was.
Magic okra.
When I ate it cold, because I'll eat soup when I make a big one, I'll eat it for several days if I'm not having to feed my daughter. And so I was eating it cold when I got home one afternoon, and it was gelatinous because of the okra.
That does not sound edible.
Oh, it was great. I really liked it because it
certainly
had some
not
duck,
appetizing.
Some chicken, some beef, some
beef ribs,
Alfredo
beef rib.
Yes, I'm sorry, okay. Beef rib.
Hey, Simon, we love 98.7.
Oh, we love you. That's so nice. People just call up just to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, we get the other dude going to fire us and send us to the soup line, and she just loves us.
I like her better.
Yeah, I like her opinion.
Oh, really?
Hey, Simon, I love your radio. You play excellent music. Play more.
Now, is he mad? Is he mad because we play excellent music? The tone there on that didn't fit the words.
Hey, Simon. No,
you're
I think
great.
He's all right.
You're great. You play great music. Keep doing it.
Well, was to make sure he's got to be assertive.
Huh.
Maybe, you know, did you pick up on that?
Not okay. Really on that one. I was trying to figure out what the last part was.
Maybe I'm too sensitive.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hey, Simon. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there, especially my own mother.
Oh.
Thank you and have a wonderful Sunday.
What a nice guy. He's the one that I can't tell if he's serious or not. He's so nice, but is he like...
Now, that one seemed legit.
Is he hanging up the phone and saying, you son of a...
No, I think he means it.
He hates his mom secretly.
No, so, man.
This one's going out to you, Mom.
Mother's Day was good. Went to Oxford, my mom and my sister and her kids, and we had a nice lunch, and I gave her a little personal air conditioner that goes around your neck because when she passed out at her house, it was because she was too hot.
Yep.
So I gave her a little air, and she didn't get it.
She's like, thanks, son.
No, she liked it. She really, I gave her that and two jars of the Reese's peanut butter because it's the best peanut butter in the world and you have to get it on Amazon. Mm. Can't find it around here. She was thrilled with that.
I gave my mom a card.
Did she love it?
Yes, she actually did. It said, Mom, you're like a mother to me.
Yeah, you told me about that. I like that. I'm a little sensitive about even leading up to Mother's Day and all the Mother's Day stuff we did, because Charlie, you lost your mom, and I don't know how that makes you feel when people talk about it.
You know, she's been gone for 20 something years. I mean, it's always a little, it's hard to explain because it doesn't make me sad, but it's like I have nothing to contribute.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just like, yeah, okay, can we stop talking about this now and move on?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I mean, for the longest time, then I also wasn't in a motherly position. So Mother's Day really meant nothing to me for many years.
Oh, do you get recognized now?
Yes.
How about it?
They're both very
sweet. You deserve
sweet.
It. Listen, I think, you tagged in the key stage.
True that.
Yeah, they're both very sweet. The kid came over and gave me a big hug and wished me happy Mother's Day and told me he loved me.
Aww.
And the guy put up a nice Facebook post for me. And
very nice.
And then I went with my friend and drank wine all day.
Hey, that's what moms wanted to do.
There you go.
That was
Mother's Day. Listen to live music. It was fun.
Yeah, I have that with Father's Day. My dad's been gone 45, 46 years now. And I have the same kind of little vibe with Father's Day, you know. But I get it. I get my Father's Day now.
But then the other thing, though, is now being in the position where you are a father, it kind of the roles reverse. In the sense of, you know, now you're getting the recognition for being a good father,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, having a father.
Yeah. You said some words right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, I just heard the best transition from Under Pressure straight into Ice Ice Baby. Just wanted to tell you that was cool.
How cool is that?
Someone caught on to your madness.
Yeah, that's like at Christmas time when I play... White Christmas into Cocaine by Eric Clapton. You know, only the people who are paying attention get those little tricks. Or like when we'll do a whole half hour of, what was the most recent one? where it was like,
was it Sunday? It was, there was a Sunday one where you did all Sunday songs or something like that.
Yeah, there was a half hour of Sunday. But here, right recently,
like a couple, you'll do a couple songs about rain.
Yes,
or car, like something about driving. It'll be like, yeah, driving or like I love you. Or
walk this way, walk on the ocean, walk a life, walk on like sunshine.
Yeah,
did a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, that's the best part about this station is being able to do stuff like that.
You know, you think of it and you can make it happen. It's like the magic we used to wish for. You know, think of it like and hear it on the radio. It is. The Snozzberries sound like Snozzberries, yeah, on this station.
Hey, Simon, those fishermen should have debated the fish before they weighed in.
Debated. I see what he did. The fishermen who weighted down their prize-winning walleyes with fillets and lead weights when we were talking about them going to prison and having to pay their fines and losing their boat and their fishing license. He says maybe they should have debated it.
I still think it's crazy that they were stuffing the fish with fish.
You have to understand, like, those people are so super serious about those tournaments and they can win big cash prizes. And yeah, they'd gotten away with it a couple times, mm-hmm, in other tournaments.
I know, but I get using the lead weights because they had the weights for, but what were the fillets for? Like, was that for dinner?
It's to make the fish fatter.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'd imagine they caught.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
to make it more natural.
Yes. Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking.
If it was just full of buckshot, it would be obvious.
They were catching other fish. They had a big walleye. They dropped some lead weights into the walleye, and then they packed fish in on top of the weights in case it was peaked at. It's like, oh, there's nothing but fish inside this fish. There's definitely not any lead weights under there.
Wait, there's a head inside this walleye.
Hey, guys.
What's happening here?
I've never done this. I have a friend. Y'all know CT, the guy who had the picture of the Bigfoot print.
Uh-huh.
And he told us about the dog man.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do this often and would report back to me on getting pulled over by the cops and switching seats going down the road with the driver.
People used to say they did that all the time, like to avoid getting pulled for drunk driving or whatever. A lot of times because, oh, I can drive my own car. I'm going to drive. I'm fine. And then they're like, oh, crap, switch.
Right. Or he just doesn't have a driver's license like forever.
Yeah.
So if he's driving, he's going to switch with the person in the passenger seat who has a driver's license, and they do it going down the road.
Yeah.
I have never even considered trying that. It's just terrifying.
I don't have a specific memory, but I feel like it has happened in my life.
Really?
I'm the same way. Like, I feel like my friends and I were dumb enough to try that.
I feel like we were too.
I just can see myself right off the road and up a pole, you know?
I
can't see that. But anyway, so this guy got pulled over, and when the cop came up to the car, it was obvious that he had switched place with his passenger because his dog was in the driver's seat.
A big dog?
I don't know.
I mean, more details.
I know, me too.
But I like that he stuck with it. Like, he really was like, what, officer?
And yeah, like, no, I'm in the passenger seat.
He's like, I wasn't driving.
License and registration, the dog pulls out it.
Oh, dog was super drunk, though.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
See, that's bad why they got trouble.
No. Bad dog.
Pete on the cop. I can just imagine being that cop, and you're like, I mean, where's Ashton Kutcher? Am I getting punked?
You know what breed I picture is a boxer because they always look sad and disappointed. Like they've done something wrong.
I just thought it was a big sweet lab.
Another thing that they're doing out there, Charlie, you'll like this because you're a criminal mind. People are printing their own temporary license plates so that they can't be tracked. They go and pull their crime spree and drive away with a brand new license plate that they printed. Then they take that one off, throw it away, print another one, put it on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the print looks fairly realistic
It looks like a temporary tag. And most of the fake ones are from Delaware, I guess because it's an easier one to fake and print out yourself. So be on the lookout for Delaware temporary tags.
They're full of crime.
They're up to something. You heard it here first. Hey, so that's about going to wrap it up. What y'all think? If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we love hearing from you. Obviously, call us 336-373-0987. Oh, we're doing a cool thing with Michael and Son. They're going to give away an entire HVAC system to a person or family in need, which I think is a big deal. That's like 15 grand worth of stuff.
Right, yeah, absolutely. No,
and, you know, hot summer is coming. It's going to be a record breaker. This could really change somebody's life, maybe even save somebody. So if you have someone to nominate, I talked to a lady yesterday who was nominating her mom, her elderly mom. So go to 987simon.com, and it's obvious. It's right there on the front page. That's also where you can listen to us and get ready for requests on Bet You Won't Play It Friday. How about it? What's your final thought, Charlie?
Pan toast. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pan toast.
You stole Yeti. Mine.
Are you serious right now?
I wrote down pan toast.
Oh, it was so great.
Man.
You know what? This warms my heart.
Like a nice pan toast.
Pan toast is the best. Oh, I can't wait to make some pan toast. Oh, next time.
Hey, hey. Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.